Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. That means it's 6 p.m. in Madrid.
Yeah.
About to find out.
It's going to be interesting, Jay.
Can I get an early bleep you? I know it's Monday. But I got to bleep you Thursday.
Go for it, brother.
Bro, it's November 10th. I do not need to be getting the inclement weather policy email from the school. Can the snow chill TF out?
No, it's not. Who are you bleeping, the school or the weather?
Not the school, the weather.
Okay, well, waste your time with that one.
Yeah, I know.
Like we said the other day, we don't mess with Mother Nature because that's Mother Nature.
Mother Nature can mess back. We can talk about the weather. All right. Jeff's fired up. Jeff's got some takes he needs to get off. He's persevered through the old sandwich situation, and he's ready to go. Hello, Jeffrey. How's the stomach, bud?
My stomach good, bro.
Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this, B. I have two funny stories from yesterday.
Both talking about Jeff?
No.
Oh.
Neither. I had straight bubble guts driving to the stadium, and then I get stuck in bad beltway traffic, and I'm like, we're about to see what the facilities are like in Beltsville. I made it to the stadium, and then we ran into someone you and I both know, well, and I said, hey, man, I know this is weird. You got any Pepto? And he's like, yeah, just stay here. I'll send somebody out. I had to get an emergency Pepto delivery on the 30-yard line yesterday at about,
oh my Lord.
At about 2 o'clock. But all's well. We're Gucci, Jeff. Now, what about you?
I'm great, man. I'm relieved. But
that's a hell of a verb you chose.
But my blame pie goes 100% to the entire team, coaches and all, because the way we have been getting that belt right there.
BTA.
The way we've been getting that belt, there is no reason. 154 points? That's how much we have given up in the last four games. 154 points. That is crazy. And to all the people that's like, yo, stop kicking them while they down. We not kicking them while they down. You got to at least look like you playing for something. Like, and to the people blaming the fans, it ain't us. Look, we spend money to watch this team. We don't, you know, get paid to.
He got to stop the we. He ain't spend a dollar.
Hold on.
He ain't French.
Hold on. I had to buy all new Commander stuff because all my Commander stuff too big.
No, you didn't have to. You wanted to.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We want to support this team. We want to be behind y'all. But you can't go out there and look like you giving up. Because when you give up, it's no reason that the lower bowl and the upper bowl was completely blue in yesterday's game. And that's
blue.
And it's not
because. I saw that, Jeff.
It's not because people were selling their tickets for nothing. It's because people were selling their tickets because they not playing up to. Look, even if you lose, if you play up to a level where you're competitive, I guarantee you fans will still be in the stadium. So it go to everybody.
There you go. Jeff's on the record. In other news, if you're watching on the Monumental Sports feed, there's a giant box on the table. I just got a box. I don't know who what's in it or who it's from. At 12:45, we're going to open this box.
No, you're not. You could go open that box somewhere else. Somebody might not like you.
You think Lanfield thinks it might be, have you ever seen the movie Seven?
No.
At the end, there's a human head in a box.
Okay, well, take it over there.
I'll open it in the
go by
in the aquarium.
Yeah, I'm going to stay over here.
All right. 12:45, we're going to open the box that B. Mitch is scared of. Joe is in Springfield, been on hold a long time. What's up, Joe?
What up, Joe? How you doing, man?
What's up, B. Mitch? What's up, JP?
Chilling, bro.
We're here.
Listen, we got to vent somehow, don't we? All right, so I'm going to give 50-50 blame on this. I'm going to do 50% blame on Joe Witt. I mean, do we really think that him coming down to the field instead of being up in the booth was going to make a difference? No. And you don't make any adjustments whatsoever. I mean, you keep saying, well, it's not going to work. Well, if you know it's going to work, then fix the damn problem. And you're not doing that. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in Madrid, but after Madrid, after the bye week, Joe Witt has to be gone, in my opinion. The other blame is on our defensive players, especially Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. I understand you're frustrated about Detroit running up the score like that. I mean, especially because they're playing like that. But Daron Payne, you're a team captain yesterday. What are you doing punching Amon St. Brown in the face? I mean, I understand whether Brown threw a punch at you or not in the beginning, great, but don't retaliate because the official's going to look at the person who threw the second punch. And Kinlaw, you know better than bump an official. I mean, you want to call defensive leadership. That's not defensive leadership. I mean, I literally was at the other side of the end zone, and I saw Daron Payne walking down the field, and all of a sudden I saw the video on my phone. I'm like, oh, my God, what are you doing, Payne? So it's like all that, and there's nothing more to say to that. I mean, are we really expecting the fact that now, going into Madrid, we're playing for a top draft pick because it's maybe Dolphins and Commanders playing for a top draft pick? I don't know. I don't know. I have no answer to this point. I mean, remember when the Hail Mary changed the Bears season last year? That followed by Jaden Daniels last month. Changed the season completely. I mean, people were talking about the Chargers game last night. The Chargers lost to Washington. That Chargers win feels like more than a month ago. That's how crazy
the second half of that game is. The best football they played all year. It was week three, yeah. Wasn't it? Week four.
Yeah.
Week five.
Oh, yeah. So it was win against the Giants, loss to the Packers, win against the Raiders, loss to Atlanta, week five in L.A. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Take care.
All right, here we go. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing, man? How you doing, B-Match? How you doing, JP?
We're all right.
Good. I got 25% going to Dan and Joe Witt, and I got the other 75% going to Adam Peters, man. And yes, I'm the president of the Get Rid of Adam Peters fan club. The vice president is Liam, who calls on 980 and calls on the weekends and stuff. He's the VP. I'm the president. Let me tell you why Adam Peters there's some serious considerations of his job being on the table. Brian, before you got here in 1990, there was a GM by the name of Bobby Bethard who set this team up, visibly won two titles, and set him up for the third title for you to get in 91. What I've come to realize in the last 32 years, if you don't have a general manager, that's a quality general manager, it doesn't matter what the owner is. Jack King Cook was probably not the nicest owner in the world. But Bobby Bethard was able to spear him, keep him out of the pocket and stuff like that. But when Charlie Cassidy had to run it, boy, did we see it was a huge drop-off. Adam Peters, okay, let's look at it. The first thing he did was he got rid of Jahan Dotson, which I didn't approve of because you traded him inside the division. Thought it was stupid. You needed to give him another year. The second thing that I thought was really, really stupid. You didn't bring any other receivers. One of them who was really interesting and intriguing to us in the playoff run, and De'Ami Brown and Zacchaeus. You didn't bring him back. Okay, you don't want to get Jamison Crowder. That's fine. You shredded the receiver role, and everybody like JP who loves to bring up, oh, we love the guy Deebo Samuel who is injury prone. You're going to have the same conversation that you had. I mean, with Deebo that you have with Terry. And when he attacked Terry, you know what that was like, man? That was like when Michael killed Fredo in The Godfather. And I'm going to tell you something. Right now, what I see from this team, I've seen a revolt against the coach. Brian, you've seen it too. I've never seen a revolt against management. It seems to me like these players can't, there's a lot of, and what's, at the end of the day, Terry and his agent was right. He shouldn't have got the money on market, I would agree. But to this team and what they have now, you almost had to give Terry the money that he was supposed to get. JP, I love you, man. Love you, JP.
All right, Mark. a lot to take in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last year, every move Peters made hit. Like all the veteran acquisitions. I think there are real questions about how they did it this year when they went away from trying to build and tried to attack for right now. I don't think anybody's gone. I don't think anybody's getting canned. I think Joe Witt is on a different list, but if you're talking head coach and GM, I think there's real trouble there. I'm not even sure Joe Witt deserves to be fired. But this might just get to a point, hell, it might already be at it, where something has to happen and somebody's got to fall on the sword. That's just the reality of self-preservation NFL but football.
I just think that we all need to take a little step back. They were outstanding last year. Everything worked. Probably wasn't as good as we thought they were. Things look horrible this year. Everything not working. Probably not as bad as we think they are. But nothing happens in 1 year.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it was pretty good last year. So right. Nothing happens in 1 year. And I would think you, just like I think, Adam Peters ain't got no problems. He's here 5-6 years or so. I think he needs to build this thing. I think Dan came in and immediately got people on the right track. But there were some missteps in this over the offseason. They got to find out what those missteps were and move forward. Listen, this year, ain't much that's going to be able to happen to change up everything unless they go on a miraculous seven-game run. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But the ultimate thing is they're not as good as they were last year. They're not as bad as they are this year. But we all talked about now we have the GM. Now we have somebody to come in and build this thing for the long haul. Are we going to judge them based off of this year and forget about last year? Or are there going to be people judging based off of last year and try to forget about this year? Or are you going to let them build something completely?
Shout out to Mark and Largo because you got a tweet from Neil Greenberg. Greenberg just tweeted, he said, oh dear, listening to fans turning on Adam Peters during B. Mitchell Finley. That was quick. and apparently Mark says he's the president of the Get Rid of Adam Peters fan club? So that, if the fact that that club exists would tell me that this theory has gone on for some time. I think with the Terry discussion, there's got to be a real consideration of both sides. Of, yo, if that deal was on the table and it wasn't signed, and the final product, it's not like Terry all of a sudden got 50 guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't change significantly.
Yeah, but I'm not going to blame the player ever for trying to get more money, bro.
No.
You know, so, and the whole thing about it is.
I also don't think Terry's holdout has impacted a defense that gave up 550 yards to the Lions.
There you go. Not at all. But the people that want to blame Terry, get off of that. People want to blame Adam, get off of that. Because everybody's supposed to ask for the money. Teams shouldn't be just. But you got to also play the room a little bit. Know how to read the room.
Sure.
That dude hadn't done nothing wrong.
Totally. Aaron is in Suitland. We're going to try this again. Aaron, you there?
What up, Aaron?
Hey, brothers. Hey, man, I'm here. Hey, B. Mitch, man, I love you, brother. I really do love you. I mean that. And not in the Brokeback Mountain way. I love you, brother. But I got to tell you, man, I believe that you're wrong. I believe that you're wrong because the blame pie has to go 100% on management and coaching and the general manager. Let me tell you why. We had a bend but not break defense last year. Were we proactive or were we reactive? We had a broken defense during the preseason. Were we proactive or reactive? Now our defense is broken. We can't stop anyone. Let me tell you something about DQ. DQ can't say that we don't have the players, but he also can't insult the fans' intelligence by saying, I believe that what we have everything here that we need to win. When I can see that 54, it was third down, and he had the guy right in front of him, and he's at the first down marker, and he waited for the running back to run to him. I can see Luvu taking the wrong angles at a lot of tackles. I'm just picking those two. I can see the fact that what we did with Terry is that, okay, if he held out, then okay, be proactive. Bring in some receivers, right? So then we can kind of force him to, you know, take the route that we want. Dan Quinn is a defensive coordinator, defensive coach, defensive guru, and he can't fix the problem? It's not the coaching staff and the general manager did what? They brought the players in. You can't blame the players because you just said it, B. Mitch. I can't blame none of them for getting paid or wanting to get paid. You just said it, B. Mitch. And that's the problem with this team. They sold us a bill of goods. We cannot afford, I'm saying we as a fan, cannot afford for the general manager and the coach to think like a freaking fan, right? You know, they deviated from the plan. We got 12-5 last year, basically because of our schedule, basically because no one knew how Daniels was going to be, so on and so forth. So what do? We double down. The coach and the general manager thought like fans. We're going to make it to the Super Bowl. Now, injuries play a part, too, as well, right? But the talent that we have on this team, you got to be able to see that there's a lot of lack of talent, and someone made the decision. Someone. I'm not going to call any names for these players to make this team. That's all I got to say.
But, Aaron, hold on. You say you disagree with me. Everything you just said is what I've said.
Well, no. So what I'm saying to you is in terms of the talent, we don't have the talent, B. Mitch. And you said that you can't blame the player for not getting paid. Well, my thing is, then why you have the player on the team?
What I said is I don't blame players for trying to get paid, is what
exactly.
I said. That's not what you just said. And earlier I said our level of talent is not there yet. So you basically said everything I said. So I guess you just wanted to disagree with me, but we said the same thing, bro.
Nah, man, I love you, brother. I love you, man.
All right.
Hey, B. Mitch, I love you, man.
Aaron, to your point, and it's a good call. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. Last year, everything organizationally they did worked, and then the football gods were on their side. I mean,
right.
Hail Mary. You doink a field goal in to win in the playoffs. There's a lot of examples we could think of how things broke their way. They were largely healthy. This year, they're largely hurt. The one thing I go back to, and it's like an old axiom, is it's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. And when everything seems to break your way, sometimes you think that's how it's going to go. Yeah. And I think we are at a point at 3-7 with four straight ass kickings to question everything. And my hope would be we're not the only ones questioning everything. That the folks in that building are like, damn, where did we screw up? Because there's got to be some ownership. We screwed some stuff up.
Yeah.
I don't think so, JP. I'm sorry, Finn. I'm going to tell you why I don't think so. Because DQ is still to this day saying what? That's we have the people that's needed to win.
That's what he's saying publicly. That's you gotta allow that there's the public commentary and then not. So,
well, how about the accountability, JP? I got you. How about the accountability? See, you make me think as a fan, right? And him making a statement like that, he should have off of something.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
I don't
for
think
it.
We could blame ownership. Ownership spending their money.
I didn't mean to say ownership. I'm sorry, general manager and management.
I appreciate you, Aaron. It was a good call, man. We got a break here.
All right.
Good call from Aaron there. We're going to keep the phone lines going. At some point, I'm going to open a mystery box. Maybe I'll do it in the other room because B's shook. Nobody go anywhere.
Just opening boxes, man.
It's B. Mitch and Finn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.